So the big question for today is, how do you become happy? Now, it sounds like an obvious question, doesn't it? And one which should have a straightforward answer. But why is it that actually we're not always as happy as we feel we should be, or when we're actually working towards achieving a goal or something that we've been really wanting to move forward on, that when we get there, we sometimes is a bit of an anticlimax, so we're not even happy then. So what's going on? You know, why is being happy such an obvious thing to want, and yet it seems to elude a lot of people? So, you know, that's what we're going to focus on today. Happiness. How do you get happy? And there's basically five kind of constituent parts to happiness. And this has been through lots and lots of research recently. And so I'm going to share with you those five things. And it'd be great to get your input, actually, because, you know, everyone has a different view on topics like this. And it seems like a really straightforward question, but then when you get into it, you kind of go, not so sure the answer is actually straightforward. So grab a pen and paper, make some notes. If you are listening to this on the podcast, Brave, Bold, Brilliant, fantastic, thank you very much. Please do subscribe though, because it makes a massive difference to getting, you know, the message out in a broader way. If you are watching this on YouTube, again, please do subscribe, hit that subscribe button. It makes a huge difference. And if we're not connected on social media, let's get connected. You know, life is all about human interaction, creating meaningful relationships, and networking is a big part of that. So you'll find me, Jeanette Linfoot, with two N's and two T's, on all the social media platforms. So please do connect, and let's kind of, you know, really support each other with our growth. So this is for you if maybe you're not feeling as happy as you would like to feel, or you might be in a really good place right now, and it's, how did you get there? And how do you just continue that? Because, as I say, life is short. So happiness sounds obvious, but actually sometimes we have to work harder at it than we feel logically we should have to. So five factors that constitute and contribute to our happiness. And there may be other ones. So as I say, you know, if you're listening to this and you've got a thought or a perspective, please put it in the comments, reach out to me, let me know what you think makes you happy on a day-to-day basis. And this is from Dr. Martin Seligman, who was a former president of the US Psychology Association. So it's really well grounded in data and research. So the five constituent parts of happiness are these. The first one, positive emotion and pleasure. Second one, achievement. Third one, relationships. Fourth one, engagement. And the fifth one, meaning. So let's take each one in turn and just have a little exploration around each of those. So the first one, positive emotion and pleasure. So yeah, absolutely. If we are feeling positive and we're experiencing pleasure in what we're doing, that has a massive impact on our mindset, but also then how that continues to take us forward into our sort of daily activities, the things that we're focusing on. So positive emotion, sometimes we don't always feel positive. And I think a really important thing in those moments is almost to retrain your brain. You know, I'm a big believer in positive visualization, affirmations, all of these really, you know, useful tools that when you get into them, what you're really doing is you are training your subconscious brain. So in actual fact, you can evoke positive emotions even at a time when you're not feeling positive naturally. And one thing that I do in this space, which might help you actually, is practicing gratitude. So every single morning when I do my, you know, root, my breathing, my affirmations, etc., I think of what are the three things that I am grateful for today? Because it is really difficult to actually be grateful and pissed off at the same time. So, you know, if you're feeling in that negative space, retrain your brain, you know, think about positive things, even in little things. What are you grateful for today? It might be the fact that you woke up this morning and you managed to get out of bed. You know, it might be that you're really grateful for your children. It might be that you're grateful for, you know, having had an amazing experience with a friend. It could be the littlest things or the biggest things, but that's a really great way of getting yourself into a positive mindset. And then, of course, you know, sometimes I think the pleasure part of this point of the of what contributes to happiness, I think very often we're looking at the big goals, right? And I love a big, hairy, audacious goal, a big vision. I love all of that. But very often what we're then doing is we're so focused on the destination that we don't enjoy the journey and we don't enjoy the pleasure in the here and now, the small things. So that might be something as simple as just sitting outside, taking 10 minutes away from your desk with a cup of tea, feeling the sun on your face and just really soaking in the moment. It might be something as simple as just going for a walk, being in nature, picking up the phone, having a laugh with a friend that maybe you've not spoke to for a while. But you know, there are pleasure in all of these small moments. So you know, let's not always think about the big things, and when they happen they're great, but actually taking pleasure in the here and now, in the moment, and enjoying the ride along the way is certainly something that I have been guilty of not making the most in my past. So I try very hard today to do that. So that's the first point, the first contributing point to happiness: positive emotion and pleasure. The second one, achievement. You know, I feel that as human beings, we are at our happiest when we're making progress, we're moving forward. We're like plants, we're either growing or we're dying. So, you know, I think when we are getting those wins, and they might not be massive wins, they might be small wins, but a sense of achievement, a sense of pride, and that really does dig right into this topic about happiness. You know, achievement makes you happy. So, you know, if we're just ticking over and everything's the same and we're not really making progress, then I think that's one of the reasons why we don't necessarily feel happy. So progress, achievement. The third one, relationships. That could be love relationships, it could be friendships, it could be colleagues, it could be business associates, it could be, I know, relationship with someone on social media, you know, but relationships, human to human contact makes us happy. Assuming that's a positive relationship, of course, because the counter also works, right? So if we're in a bad relationship, that is obviously going to make us very unhappy. So relationships, meaningful connections. And I think when I look back to the time during COVID where, you know, that's what we were really starved of, human interaction, relationships. You know, we couldn't see our loved ones in the same way as we'd been used to doing. And even just being in the office around colleagues, bouncing ideas around, having a really great engagement and discussion on whatever it might be. So human to human contact, relationships, that's the third critical part of what will make you happy and contribute to your happiness. And I always say, be really careful who you spend time with, who you're actually surrounding yourself with. Is that with people that are going to support you, lift you up, make you laugh, you know, or is it people that maybe don't support you on your journey? Maybe they have more of a negative view of life, and that can come across and affect your mindset as well. So relationships, they're so precious, and let's not take them for granted. They need to be nurtured, you know, nurtured and really taken care of, and appreciate those moments with your loved ones, with people you care about, with someone that's maybe inspired you. You might not even have met someone in person, but a relationship is something to be nurtured and feel really proud of. The fourth area is engagement. So engagement, when we have an interaction, an engagement with someone or with a business or with an opportunity, you know, that feeds our mind, it feeds our soul. It allows us to really kind of stretch ourselves and get motivated onto the next thing. Engagement is very closely linked to achievement, actually, which is the second point that I spoke about in terms of the ingredients for happiness. So, you know, when we're engaged in something, our mind is focused, we're energized by it, we're really excited about it, we're getting some great feedback, we have back and forth banter, whatever it might be. But engagement in something really important to you is absolutely critical for you being happy. And then the fifth point is about meaning. You know, putting our efforts and focus into something of meaning, something that's important to us. You know, this very much comes down to your reason why. You know, living a life by design, desire, being clear on your purpose. What gets you out of bed in the morning? What do you give meaning to? Because when you're passionate about something, then you're going to give it your all. And also having that absolute clarity of purpose will help you get to where you want to get to. But also when you get blown off track, and let's face it, not everything will go well, then, you know, it will help keep you true. It will help keep you focused. So those five aspects are the five factors that contribute to your happiness. So have a think about this. You know, the first one, positive emotion and pleasure. Are you actually thinking positively, even when you don't feel like it necessarily? And are you really taking the joy in the moments, the big things as well as the small things? The second one, achievement. When we're making progress and moving forward, that gives us momentum, it gives us happiness, encourages to push out of the boundaries even more. The third one, look at your relationships. Are they meaningful? Are they joyful? You know, do they make you laugh or do they make you cry? You know, and actually, who are you spending time with? What relationships are you nurturing? Are you putting enough time into your relationships, in particular, your love relationships with your partner, with your family, with your friends? So have a really good think about your relationships. Point number four, engagement. When we get engagement, we're really engaged on something and we're getting great feedback on that particular topic that we're passionate about. That is going to spur you on to actually achieving even more. Very closely linked with achievement. And then the fifth point, meaning. What's important to you in your life? What's your purpose? What's your reason why? You know, and this is about creating a life by design, you know, because life isn't easy. Business isn't easy. Relationships aren't always easy. What's the saying? Easy come, easy go, right? But ultimately, what do we want? We want to be happy. We want to be fulfilled in our lives. Life is too short to be anything but happy. And, you know, sometimes having that really clarity of purpose, meaning, and all of those aspects, those five aspects that I've spoken about, that's going to keep you true. It's going to keep you moving forward. And then you get positive momentum. You know, the more happy you feel, the more you can put your energy into things. And therefore, that then drives the happiness wheel, so to speak. So, you know, it really is about looking really closely at your life and be happy. Life is too short. Happiness happens on the way to fulfillment. So let me just say that again. Happiness happens on the way to fulfillment. So let's just bear that in mind. Let's support each other. And I genuinely believe that when you have all of those aspects, you're pushing out of your comfort zone, you're being brave, you're being bold, you know, you're living with purpose and meaning, making an impact, you know, and actually relationships, the brilliance along the way, the journey, really savoring those moments. That is what's going to make the difference and ultimately is going to lead you to a happy and fulfilled life. So whatever you're doing today, I hope it's an amazing day for you. And just remember those five aspects of happiness. Positive emotion and pleasure, achievement, relationships, engagement and meaning. So just go out there, smash it, make it count, and honestly, don't hold back. No regrets. So take care, everyone. Have an amazing rest of the day. Bye now. I really hope you've enjoyed Brave, Bold, Brilliant. Don't forget to subscribe and share with all your friends. And if you've enjoyed listening, I'd love it if you'd leave me a 5-star review.